This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, got Cox Enterprises in the house today. Have we had someone or some representative from that organization on the show? I don't think we have. Well, they have a really cool anniversary they're celebrating, and we could talk for hours with Cox about all the interesting things that they're doing, but got a neat thing in the hopper today. So let's say hello to our guest. Her name is Jamie Buck Vance. She's the Director of Corporate Responsibility with Cox Enterprises. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. I appreciate you making time. I know you have a lot going on, so I know you're busy. I appreciate you stopping by. Gosh, lots to talk about today, but I think our audience is pretty familiar with Cox, so I'm not going to ask you to talk about that. But this is the 10th annual Cox Conserves. So what is that all about?
Sure. Well, Cox Conserves is Cox Enterprises' national sustainability program, where we're working to be zero waste to landfill by 2024 and to be water and carbon neutral by 2044. So we have very aggressive operational goals. And our Cox Conserves program is also ways that we can engage with the community and with our employees. So one of the things that we're doing to celebrate is we're partnering with the Atlanta Bicycle Coalition.
Wow, that's really interesting.
This is very cool.
So what else are you doing to celebrate your 10th anniversary?
So with the Atlanta Bicycle Coalition, we will be partnering with them for the first time with Atlanta Streets Alive. And that's an event that they have three times a year. And the upcoming ones are on June the 11th and September 24th. And the idea of it is that they shut down the road so people can really experience Atlanta by bike, by foot, by rollerblading, however people would like to know that they're safe and they can really get to see the city in a new way.
So there was already one that took place back in April, correct? And I've heard wonderful things about it. So, I mean, what's the real goal of that? Is it to just encourage people to get out of their car and move around in different ways? I mean, that's obviously part of the conservation movement. I mean, but is that the objective there, is to let them know that there's other ways to get around?
Absolutely. And, you know, especially with the recent issue we had with Highway 85. And, you know, I think it really kind of brought, as it always does, you know, anytime we have any kind of traffic issue, but just the need for us to be more flexible and to look at different ways of getting to work and to getting to the places we like to enjoy and recreate. So the whole idea is just for people, it's definitely not anti-car. It's more just pro looking at all forms of transportation, you know, be that by foot, by bike, or, you know, by carpooling, whatever we need to do to make sure that we're relieving the traffic congestion.
So what do people need to know if they're participating in the Atlanta Streets Alive event? You know, how do they need to sign up? Is there a fee? Do they have to take a bike? Tell us about all of that.
Sure. Well, you can get there any way you choose. You can take MARTA. You can certainly walk or bike there. And they have Google Maps for biking specifically want to take your bike. It's free and it's great for all ages. So that's one of the wonderful things about it, is it's really, really including everyone in the community. It's great for the local businesses on the route. And you can really enter at any point on the route. So you aren't required to go all the miles included. You can just go to the parts that you'd like to, get on and get off at any part. And it's two-way. So you know that you're safe and that there won't be any cars coming through. So it's a great opportunity to explore and see different parts of the city.
Right. I'm really grateful to Cox Enterprises and certainly the Cox Conserves program for doing what it's doing to bring more awareness to this. Because, you know, I don't think, I mean, you mentioned, or someone mentioned Google Maps. I mean, I don't think people realize that you can go to Google Maps now and you can say, I want to go from here to there. Mm-hmm. And you have a tabbed option of the different ways you can go there, whether it's by car, whether it's by bicycle, whether it's by walking or public transportation. And those options, really, there's no excuses now not to know exactly how to get from here to there by all other means other than traveling in a car along with every other million people in the city.
Sure. Well, I think it's so important. I know Our chairman, Jim Kennedy, is a big proponent on protecting and creating paths and yes. trails for people. Mm-hmm. And so this is just a great extension of that commitment that we've given to the Atlanta Beltline and to PATH Foundation through the James M. Cox Foundation.
Outstanding. All right. Jamie Buck Vance, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Jamie Buck Vance, Director of Corporate Responsibility with Cox Enterprises.
So, Jamie, I'm really big into recycling and conserving and trying to do my part to reduce, you know, what goes into the landfill, but it sounds like Cox has taken it to a whole nother level. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what that means?
Sure. Well, we're looking at, through every business decision that we make, of ways that we can reduce our impact, be that by choosing products in our buildings that are having less of an impact, or really by asking our employees to be part of it as well. So we can't have a successful zero waste to landfill program without our employees really being part of it. We have 60,000 employees across the nation. Mm-hmm. And without their help, we won't meet this very aggressive goal. So anywhere from, you know, asking employees to bring their own coffee mug, you know, when they're eating in the dining center, only ask for a to-go container if you're actually not eating in the cafeteria. Small decisions that everyone can make on a daily basis that really add up.
Right. Oh, that's interesting.
60,000 employees, if they all participate and make even minor adjustments, has a tremendous impact. What kind of feedback and response are you getting from your team?
So, you know, we get some of our best ideas actually from our employees because they're at the ground level where they're able to see what impacts we're making. So we've had great suggestions come in. We have an internal website platform called Cox Conserves and You, where we get great ideas from our people. And it can range anywhere from, you know, really trying to expand and build on our carpooling and alternative transportation like MARTA programs to making sure that we're making good decisions in retrofitting our plumbing fixtures. You know, really, it runs the gamut. And here in Peachtree Dunwoody, one of the great ideas that we got at our corporate headquarters is to install a tire inflation station. Because one of the biggest taxes on your gas usage is if you have a tire that isn't all the way inflated. So that can reduce our impact as well. It isn't something you would normally think of. So we offer just a free air station in our garage. I'm sorry, I can't think of the word.
Deck.
In our parking deck. Thank you. For those who do drive. And then we also offer special incentives to people who take MARTA and alternative transportation. You get, you know, special spots to park if you have an electric vehicle or you carpool or vanpool. So we try to find every way we can to really make and reward employees for their great ideas and for their actions.
So cool.
I commend them for that. It's going to take that kind of corporate leadership. You know, and we need a lot more director of corporate responsibility like you out there leading this kind of charge. And you know, it's exciting. I mean, when you hear of a program like this, you kind of think, oh, this is kind of hokey and people aren't going to buy into it. But it's not like they're buying into it and they believe in it. And as you said, they're offering ways to kind of extend it.
Absolutely. And one of the cool things we found is this has really become a way to become a employer of choice.
Yeah.
And people want to work for a company that's really being a leader in this space. So we found it even helps us with recruiting, certainly with, you know, being a great community neighbor and looking at ways to reduce traffic congestion in particular is something that everybody is looking at. And just knowing that we're investing in through our James M. Cox Foundation and things like the Atlanta Beltline, where our foundation is actually the largest private donor to that, and also the PATH Foundation. So we're really looking at ways not only through our
events associated with the Beltline that you're also sponsoring too.
Yes, we are. We are. Thank you for saying that. We actually are going to be a presenting sponsor of the Atlanta Beltline Lantern Parade for the first time this year. And that's a great time. You can go out and you can decorate your own lantern. It's become one of the coolest events in the city where people can really show their creativity and tie it back to conservation. And really is a lot of fun. And that's in September.
Outstanding.
That's cool.
Yep. All right. Well, so we're running low on time, Jamie. So, gosh, a laundry list here of things I need you to do. So should people need to ask you any questions, how do they find you? Where do they learn more about Cox Enterprises? Where do they learn more about Cox Conserves? And then through the your partnership with the Bicycle Coalition, where do they learn more about the Atlanta Streets Alive?
Sure. So for Cox, you can learn more about what Cox Enterprises is doing in the community through coxcsrreport.com. That's coxcsrreport.com. To volunteer with Atlanta Streets Alive or to learn more about the routes, you could go to atlantastreetsalive.com. And one more time, that's atlantastreetsalive.com.
All right. Jamie Buck Vance, Director of Corporate Responsibility with Cox Enterprises. Jamie, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm sure we'll see you on a bike trail somewhere. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Jamie Buck Vance, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.